Thank you for a nice presentation. I have two things. The first thing is on the media, I agree with you that it is absolutely crucial to work with the media. This is a comment. After this, I will pose a question. But I do think that there is a risk in wanting to explain to the journalists what the UPR is. Maybe that is actually secondary. If you have like three or four crucial human rights causes in your country, you should present those, and then UPR should be mentioned in brackets. It's coming up in the UN. You know, that's enough, because the cause is what will sell it to the media, not the explanation of what is the UPR. Most journalists, they simply don't care, you know. But if you have a really good cause, then you should sell the cause before you should try to explain what the UPR is. That's one thing said. We will just be discussing this more on Saturday, where we have a session on media. Second is actually the title of the presentation is like the mobilizing civil society. If we just move it to a national level, I would very much like you to give some hints and recommendations on mobilizing civil society in a given country. Because in some of the countries where I work, I see that there are difficulties in mobilizing actually civil society around some of the core causes. What are the most important causes? How do you mobilize? How do you build a coalition? How do you decide, you know, if you do a mutual report on the different aspects of the human rights or whatever atrocities are there, you know, who is to lead the word? Who is to lead the coalition? You know, if you have some tips on that. But I've seen it done very efficiently in some countries, and I've seen it completely fall apart in other countries where they end up fighting. So that would be nice to get some comments on that, please. Thanks.
On your second question, I think this is the kind of theme about the next session. So as I'm more based in Geneva, I think that my experience is more about how to use the Geneva moment rather than how to, you know, engage and maximize the engagement of actors domestically. I haven't experienced it personally. I've seen some of the impact of some coalitions, some of the failures of some coalitions, some lack of engagement, but I'm not necessarily at the origin of it. So I would rather leave it to Joshua and Gloria later on, if you don't mind. On the first question, explaining what the UPR is or not. No, you're right. What I meant is that you need to explain, you know, to clarify your own vision. Why? Because, first of all, as I said before, your government is the star of the show. So what your government is going to say and present will be more easily accessible for the media. And you need to deconstruct that to bring it back to what your priorities should be. Then in a number of contexts, I remember that in the context of a number of Western countries' reviews, you have UN skeptics, journalists, there are quite many, right, who you know, always bring the argument, but who is Iran to give recommendations to the US? Or, you know, who is Zimbabwe to recommend something to the UK? That's just a bullshit mechanism. But the reality is that the UPR is not only that. You should explain to journalists that, yes, of course, it's going to be a partial mechanism. There will be good things, bad things. The UPR is some kind of in a gray area. And then you should say, but what we want to see reflected into it would be those kind of specific points. And this is what you as a media could be interested into looking at, not delegitimizing the mechanism, but use it as a way which is, you know, which is helpful and constructive for human rights. So I think it's still very important to explain in a few words, you know, to deconstruct the negative arguments about the mechanism, to have the journalists focus on what is important and what could help you. So maybe I wasn't clear, but I think it's still important to bring it back, because journalists would be way too tempted to write the story about a recommendation coming from a pariah country and delegitimizing the whole process instead of looking at the half dozen recommendations which are the most relevant. And it's difficult to read the UPR, right? It's a three-hour debate. Frankly, it's super boring for who is not, you know, part of the advocacy process. And a journalist who listens to this flow of speech, these rivers of speech, I mean, it's just unbearable. You have one good speech out of five, so it's very distracting. So you need to, you know, as much as possible, try to explain to them, you know, what are the pros and cons of the mechanism, just to make the point that you mentioned, which is that they should prioritize on some of the key issues. That was my point, but of course it would really depend again about the context and who the journalists are.